You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, because everybody's working for the weekend.
You want a piece of my heart? Nah, 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 nah. How about we'll give you some bets? That's a good start. Let's go.
A timeless classic.
Love my Reno.
I can do without the red leather pants on the record cover.
Oh, buddy, I told you, I saw Mike Reno. He's like from, he lives in like, I think, Toronto or whatever. Dude, that guy's big. Like, yeah, he still rocks like tight pants. Like, he's a big mofo. That guy put on, like, I've never seen a rock star put that kind of weight on. He was a rake, and now he's huge. Like, he's big like me, Gabe. Monster.
I think he's bigger than you.
Hell yeah,
he's got a bigger head than you. He's got a bigger belly. Fat melon.
Yeah, oh, big, yeah, that guy's got a huge head. Oh, yeah. Reno's head is the size of a globe. It's massive.
Big pipes, though. Big pipes. Great singer. Oh, yeah. Great song. So, of course, it is the weekend. Let's rock. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Cousin Sal returns to the rotation. We've got the golf caddy, Andrew Anderson, is going to step up and in with us. Joey Odessa is a scratch because Joey Odessa's son is in a wrestling tournament right now, so we wish him the best. At the tournament, and Mick Aussie steps up and in as it's AFL football time. I think football season's done. Yeah, if you're a wuss, football season's done. This, you know, NFL football's for big, like, basically, you know, it's not for real men. It's not like the Australian League. Like, they don't wear, there's no equipment in Australia.
Nope.
Helmets, pads. Helmets and pads. What is this, Pop Warner? Were you playing with kids? Helmets and pads. AFL, you know what's crazy, though? The AFL, there is no equipment, guys, literally. So there is, like, these guys are out there killing each other. Yet, there's not a ton of injuries.
Less injuries, like, exactly.
Like, if you take away the helmet and the equipment and everything, it's the same thing in hockey, guys. You know, growing up in hockey, basically, hockey equipment was, it was the equivalent of a pillow. Like, my goalie pads were, like, I could take a pillow now and, like, wrap it around my knee, and that's, like, the same type of protection. But as time – and guys really didn't get killed. As time goes on, man, you're in body armor, man. Like, if you're an athlete today, like, a goalie can literally get shot. I think it's Teflon. Like, I think it's bulletproof. It's like, bam! like they don't feel anything. They take a 107-mile-an-hour puck off the shoulder. They don't even know what hit them. How many times have you seen a goalie looking around, where's the puck? They don't know – because of all the equipment. Cam, those elbow pads nowadays, they're made out of steel.
Oh, I know. Bad. I remember the.
They're like this weird was a new plastic, like composite stuff. Everything is like, you know what I mean? So in the AFL, no equipment, you're not leading with your head suddenly. You're tackling like you did as a kid in the park when you're playing football with snow and your buddies. You're wrapping up and you're falling down. You're all landing. It's much cleaner, Ken. It's violent, but it's cleaner somehow.
No, I got to be telling you, and Brendan Shanahan, when you were in the room, Gabe, he was the only guy that still wore the shoulder pads that were basically made of newspaper, and you get more fluidity with your arms and stuff, too. I told you, I got those Easton pads. Those things are like wearing, like, I'm at medieval times jousting a guy. It sucked. I like the old school equipment way better. Oh, that bird's loud today.
Well, shout out to our radio affiliates who aren't here right now. With us. I think we can drop this part, actually, for the rest of the day. As unfortunately, Sports Map, Sports Byline are in Texas. Towers are in Texas. Yeah, and of course, everything's frozen. Everything's shut down. So, I don't know. We could be on the Mightier. Are we on the Mightier right now? I'm not really even sure. I don't know. Doesn't seem like anybody really knows anything, so I'll have to look it up myself. we'll have to figure this out ourselves. But whatever, wherever you're listening, we are Marenzi. We know we're on Sirius right now, but yeah, some of our radio affiliates' tower cam frozen right now in Texas. So they're trying to trying to de-thaw right now. So shout out to everybody in Texas right now. Hopefully, you're able to stay warm. Our suggestion is just get drunk.
Yeah.
That's not good, always a good.
No, it's actually
you think it's warming you up, but actually it's making you worse. And then after you're going to wake up, it's going to be even worse. Yeah, do not get drunk. Just gamble instead.
No, I agree. I had a few drinks last night. I've been really laying off the sauce, and I got a little bit too deep last night. I woke up, Gabe. I couldn't feel my leg. Like I lost all feeling in my leg and not just the leg lock. It was the toe lock now. So I couldn't walk. I was like basically like limping around like Igor from A Bride of Frankenstein. Like I'll tell you, man, drinking, it's good for a while. You get in that nice buzz, but I don't know if it's worth it anymore. Like I need more. I need it to last longer and feel way better when it's done. But
My beef is, Cam. You know what my beef is? It's been like this for like a year in the pandemic is, dude, I drink and then I'm just standing here alone.
I know.
I'm more of a social guy. You drink at home.
I'm going to say one thing. I'm not proud of this. I do most of my damage alone. I like it. That's my me time. But I love to go to bars and meet people and get wasted too. But I do. I'm George Thorogood. I drink alone.
Yeah, I usually go out, and I don't drink that much. I'll drink like once a week, every 2 weeks, or twice a month, or whatever. And I'll go out to a metal bar, but there's no bars to go to. Everything is closed all the time. Everything closes way early. The bar's open, but it closes at like 10. I don't want to be blasted at 8 o'clock.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's Friday. And most shows are happy it's Friday. We told you, Friday's disgruntled. It's festive Friday. It's festive Friday.
Hey, I'm not going to say whatever off air, but I think I kind of know what I'm doing, and I think we'll be okay here, Morenci. But, you know, I love you like a brother, but sometimes, you know, you get the old needle job there, but we'll be fine. Yeah, you're right. I couldn't care less. I'm more with you now. Friday is like the same as Monday. Every day to me is the damn same. It doesn't matter what day it is. So, yeah, let's get disgruntled.
All right. So, we've got a lot of games that are going on tonight. All right.
Yeah, I know. We got nine in the NBA and four in the NHL. What?
I can't during the break. And I said during the break. I don't know why you bring it up. You said, oh, during the break. But for the record, yeah, Cam starts talking about the Masters. I'm like, Cam, we got a golf tournament now.
No, I know. I say we go through the live odds with them now, and we throw out a couple early picks for the Masters so you get line value. That's a smart thing to do, I would think. But anyway, whatever. We'll figure it out. I'm not worried.
It's in 7 weeks. It's in okay, 7
Gabe.
Weeks.
Gabe, can I explain something to you? Maybe you get a guy this week at 60-1 and he's 20-1 by the Masters. Like, you got to look at the current form and whatever. No, we're going to talk about the live leaderboard now. I got to say, do you any picks for the Masters early? Who are you looking at early? One question. Wasn't going to talk about the whole damn interview with the Masters. I'm not a meathead. I just said we mentioned it.
Like, how go many ahead, people man. Though? How many people do you think are betting the Masters right now?
I've already made Masters bets. Like
I
six
said
of
people.
Them. Why? Why? Yeah, it's a good point. I like golf rather more than the average bear. But no. But when I come on your show on Wednesday, a lot of guys are talking about Streelman and stuff. These guys, I think our audience is a smarter golf crew than we give them credit for. I think they're on top of everything.
No, I think they're Don't smarter think? Than us. I give them a lot of credit. I think they're smarter than us. smarter than me. I won't say that. Yeah, you're smart.
Hey,
I don't upset you anymore.
No. Yeah. Hey, buddy, I love you. I'm just saying. I just said one thing. I'm just going to ask him. Do you like any early plays in the Masters after we get live board? It's just something I like to. Gabe, remember when Danny Willett won, and that's why we got it at that price. Remember we were all like it was 125-1 and the guy's odds went down to 50-1. Like I like winning a couple grand rather than a couple hundred.
You all right today, Cam, really slamming that water back. You're not.
I gotta tell you something, Gabe.
I think you're still a little buzzed from last night. I think you're still sort of in that rabbit zone.
It's full disclosure on this show. I got scared last night. Like I was drinking and stuff, and my body, like I told you, I couldn't feel my foot. I had the tingles, all sorts of weird stuff. I almost tripped down my stairs. Like, yeah, I'm getting too old for this crap. Like, you're smart. At least you binge, but you only go like once every 2 weeks. I kind of like do, you know, a couple days off, go for it, a couple days off, go for it. But I think I'm going to take more days off. I think that seems to be the better move and cheaper too. God, booze is expensive. I bought Gabe, I went to the liquor store. I bought 3 bottles of wine, a 6-pack and a couple, like, you know, tall cans. It was $89. I'm like,
that's like a UFC night, not a Thursday night. What the hell are you doing on a Thursday night?
Oh, I didn't drink all the wine. I bought 3 bottles of wine. I drank one. I crushed a few beers and I had a few vodkas. There's still stuff left.
Let me show you a video. There's not a lot left. Let me show you. There's not a lot left. No, I'm sure. There's probably like this.
There's one double left in the vodka bottle. Yeah. Yeah. I can't lie.
All right. So this is the type of mood that we're in. Do we have the kids ready to go? So saw this video today, Cam. This is the best thing ever, actually.
Let's
roll it. Yeah, this is from Russia. These kids.
I love it.
Now look at the kid on the bottom right, in the left.
Yeah.
Look at him start smoking the kid. Watch. Like everyone else is just sort of playing around. Watch the kid. Look at the coach showing him how to boom.
Good extension.
And coach say, and look at the kid in the bottom. Bam!
That guy just killing. Yeah, number 10 killing the guy. Oh,
watch.
Oh, he
watch.
Yeah.
The kid, he knocks him into the wall here. And the coach isn't paying attention.
No, like, he doesn't care.
Here, coach. Look, watch, into the wall. Boom! Bam!
Yeah, that kid likes to fight. Yeah, this is awesome. I love this stuff. We used to do this when the first year of fight body contact came into play. We had play fights.
It's just too good. Thanks, guys. Great job getting it up. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Can I tell you a story, Morenci? And I'll tell you a quick story because I think you'll like this one. I went to a hockey camp when I was getting, it's called Halliburton Hockey Haven. Mike Gardner, former NHL great, like ran it and stuff. And there's a couple of guys like Lou Francis Getty and like a couple of his Capitals teammates. But we had guys who played like the OHL. They were our counselors. They go, welcome to Halliburton Hockey Haven. They gave us a pair of gloves. You're fighting this guy. We had, it was like just basically, it was Fight Club for the bunk. Like, you know, so I went all the way. And this guy from New York, I was in the finals. This guy from New York put my braces into my like gums. I was like bleeding for like just buckets of blood. I'm like, and the counselor's like, don't worry, Cam, you'll shake it off. But I'm like, I think I might need stitches, but okay. Like, that's the thing. Back in the day, you do that, you're in jail. Today, if you said kids were fighting for your bunks, you're doing hard time.
I love the kid on the bar.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I'm telling you, that kid knew how to plant his feet. I'm looking at his feet. All the other kids are just going to kids. This kid, and look, we do it again. And look, the coach is smart. So the coach is teaching them how to grab the jersey, pull it towards you, and then use gravity coming back the other way.
It's a great hockey technique.
Jersey, pull it, but you wonder when they pull the jersey in. They're not doing it that close. You pull the jersey in, and then you sort of throw it back. And you've got his gravity and your gravity. Look at the kid on the bottom. Look at his footwork and how he's like smoking him. Like the compact
that
shot.
Guy, look at him.
Bang.
That guy's
bang. Yeah. Bang.
That guy's a killer.
Push what is this poor kid's getting smoked.
I will say this too. A good trick, Gabe, you'd be probably good at this too, because you got long arms. When you're fighting a guy, just if you could block his first, you get to the back of his jersey. My move was I put it over his head like a tent, and he can't see. That's the thing. Back in the day, you could just grab that jersey, throw it right over his head. Yeah, it's a great move.
I'm not proud of it. But a couple of years ago, I was in a bar with a bunch of like yuppie dumbasses, and I don't even know what the game is called. It's sort of like it's on the board and you sort of throw it. Sort of like curling on the wood. Oh,
yeah. Shuffleboard on the sand. Yeah. But like the bar.
Yeah. Whatever. So, of course, it started out harmlessly playing for money and whatever. Got into it. Next thing I knew, though, I went. It's exactly what I did, Cam. I don't know how I pulled it off. I actually did it. I said, what? And we got into it. I said, what? And I reached over the table. And I pulled his jacket literally right over his head and just started going and saying he was all tangled up in his jacket, though, bro, and stuff. I was like, man, I wish that was on video. It's like the slickest thing I've ever done in a fight situation. Like, okay, it was like I have a movie. I literally pulled his jacket over his head.
It's a great move.
And I was like, man, it's old school hockey. That's the old school hockey. That's like when you really don't like someone. You pull the jersey up, and you blind them. Then they can't see anything. Just eating shots through the jersey.
It's amazing. Yeah, no, I've had a couple guys. I told you, ex NHLers. I've been in a fight with a couple, and that like I got absolutely killed. Like I'm surprised. Like
you see, Gabe, it's kind of like you just got knocked out by Eric Carnes.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, this is the way I am today. Was like after that day, I'm like, God, I'm happy to be alive. And Gabe, if I ever go bald, I have so many dents in my head from concussions. Like, at least your head is a nice, smooth sphere. Like, you don't have any lumps. Mine's got, like, divots and crazy stuff in there.
Everybody tells me that. They're like, you've got a nice, bald head. I got an egg. I'm an egghead. It's an egghead.
I beg to differ. I think it's very perpendicular. It's symmetrical. It's perpendicular. I've seen bald guys with, your head's fine. You don't have
like too many weird bumps though. You're right.
Yes, exactly. It's smooth like a ball.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's game time decisions. It's time to get civil after we showed you Russian hockey kids beating the crap out of each other. I love it. You do that in Canada. You do that in the United States. Child welfare services coming to your place.
Yep. My grandfather's locked up.
My grandfather, when I was like 8 years old, 9 years old, bought two sets of boxing gloves. Everlast. Yep. Nice, those red gloves.
Love them.
I was like, great. Then, like any good grandfather would do, he tied some rope around all the trees in the backyard and it made it like a ring. And all the kids from my neighborhood would just come over and we'd just beat the crap out of each other. And like getting knocked out. Like I get knocked down, knocked out. My grandmother would come out. Here's some lemonade, boys. Thanks. Like, boom, boom, boom. That's
I
why
told
we
you
were
a story.
Tougher in the old days. We were tougher.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. Then because we got to get to the golf pick. Same thing. I went over to my buddy's house. They're twins. Their dad, we're like 5 years old. He goes, Cam, time to toughen you up. He put the blocks and gloves on. And these twins are beating the living crap out of me. Like, but it helped later in life when you're playing hockey. That's the thing. You do that stuff today. Yeah, you're doing hard time.
Let's bring in a man. Let's bring in a man who knows all about toughness from Australia. Yes. We're talking AFL football a little bit later on with Mick. It's an Aussie invasion on Game Time Decisions and In-Game Live. How you doing, Andrew? Welcome to the program.
Lads.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me in, boys. You know what? I think if we had ice hockey in Australia, I probably would have excelled. Love the old fisty cuffs. Need more of it.
So let's get to the fisticuffs on the links right now. Mr. Burns, Sam Burns. Listen, me and Cam talked about this earlier in the week. Since 2013, it's only happened three times, but still, since 2013, three times, guys, somebody that was 100-1 on the odds list before the tournament started has won. So, you know, even though, you know, DJ was favored and, you know, you get the big names at the top of the leader, top of the odds list, Andrew, fact of the matter is we've seen some of the journeymen and some of the mid-tier players step up, and we're seeing that so far this weekend.
We are, Gabe. I mean, Sam Burns, as you said, 100-1 bolter. No one saw that coming. You know what? There's been signs that he's capable of this. He's done the old, you know, lead after two rounds party trick before. So he's got the game. Great ball striker. Can go low. Do I think he'll hold on to the five-shot lead? Honestly, no, I don't. He hasn't proven himself at this level. It's a quality field on a quality golf course. So, no, I'm going to throw it out there. I'm not backing him from here.
I couldn't agree more.
Five.
No. But Gabe, I've seen Mr. Burns with like a 4-shot lead before, and next thing you know, he's losing the tournament by like 5. Like, this guy is a week. This guy is a Thursday, Friday warrior like I've never seen. But he is getting better. He will close the door one of these days. But you can't take that price at 220. Dustin Johnson's plus 340. What do you think about Neiman? This is a guy that I had at the start of the tournament. If anybody doesn't have any skin in the game now, this guy's game is just peaking at the right time. Wish we got a little bit more than 7, but what do you think of Neiman?
Yeah, it is. You know, he showed in Hawaii, yeah, he lost in a playoff, another runner-up finish only a month ago. He's got the complete game. What you need around Riviera is to shape the ball well off the tee, hit a long way. He's got that. He's hitting fairways. If he can pick up a couple of strokes gain on the greens, he'll be dangerous. But you know what? Someone like him, Cameron Smith, who's also a bit further down the leaderboard, all they got to do tomorrow is shoot maybe a 4 or 5 under par. I mean, yeah. Neiman's still out in the course. But keep in mind, Sammy Burns will come back to the field. He won't be, you know, 5 in front of these guys come tomorrow. They peg 3 more off him tomorrow. He gives them 3 back. It's game on come Sunday, which brings a lot of these other guys who are currently, you know, 4 under par, 6 under DJ, straight back into the mix.
Andrew Harrison joining us on Game Time Decisions, Sirius XM Channel 204. So FanDuel currently has Sam Burns plus 220, Dustin Johnson plus 340, Joaquin Neiman, who both me and Cam liked coming into this weekend, plus 700. Cantlay's 12-1 right now. Spieth is 14-1. So Cam, you said it earlier, 5-shot lead is, you know, it's not insurmountable. So let me ask. I'll start with you, Andrew, on this. You know, when you're on the course, you're a player. What's that sort of safe zone? Is it a seven-shot lead, a 9-shot lead? Things can turn fast, and it's amazing because the odds makers. I mean, remember last weekend we had guys with a 1-shot lead that were suddenly plus 260 and everyone was 9-1. So like exactly. The odds makers overreact to these guys Thursday and Friday rounds, don't they? And there's no valid, you know, Sam Burns probably doesn't win this tournament. He's plus 220. So who does? Dustin Johnson's 340. Neiman's plus 700. Cantlay's 12-1. Spieth is 14-1. I'll throw it to you first, Andrew. Who do you think wins moving forward from here?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's a guy we spoke about all week, the form player in the world right now, Patrick Cantlay. And, you know, all he has to do is play his game. He's at, what, plus 1,400 now, 14-1. Plus 1,200, 12-1. That's great money. For a player like him, he's rock solid. He's mentally focused. And he's put himself in this position with quality leaderboards before. The guys above him, they haven't. Sammy Burns, he won't know what to do with himself with these guys coming down his throat. Saturday and Sunday. Totally different ball game. I mean, Sam Burns finished at lunchtime today. He's had all afternoon to see his name all over social media, in the media. He's never been in this situation before. It's not Pebble last week where you or me probably could have got a start in the field. This is Riviera, the Genesis Invitational. It's high quality.
I said, Andrew, earlier in the week. Yeah. Imagine, Andrew, like, the Riviera, famously known, man, going back to the Hollywood glory days and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many, like, movie deals, sordid details, sexual acts?
Guys losing their couches.
I can only imagine.
Cash bets.
Imagine the stories from that golf course. Frank Sinatra, Johnny Carson, and these guys used to play there. Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm Frank Sinatra. I just took a Rolls Royce and Tony Bennett's house. Thank you. Great round today. So that's, I was going to ask you too, Andrew. This is the thing about this, and I want to talk about golf betting live strategy because that's really important nowadays. Like my buddy Brian Blessing, who I do the show with, he doesn't take anybody like usually 25 or 30-1 is where he might take a couple guys and wait for the live. Because look at the numbers that you can get on some of these guys. How do you attack it? Do you take a couple bombs early, maybe for top fives, 10s, and 20s and stuff, and then wait? Because usually if you get a guy like DJ or whatever, the line's probably going to be the same. I'm just trying to say, what's your strategy for betting live?
You know, in game betting with the golf, I'm not going to see much value with a DJ or someone like that. But what I'm going to do is look at the stats. Someone like Tony Finau, who the first two rounds has hit greens, he's hit fairways, but his strokes gain and the putting has really struggled. You know, Tony, he's not the best putter, but he is a streaky putter. So he's had 2 bad rounds with the putter, but he's hitting it well. That gives me a green light Saturday, Sunday that there's going to be a low round in there for him, you know, a 6 or 7 under par. I'm going to try and stay away from the big guys like DJ and Brooksy, I think someone who can get an early tee time, who's under the radar, someone like a, let me have a look here, you know, a Taylor Gooch, who's got all the skills in the bag, who's not really spoken much
the
of.
Gooch.
Yeah, I think he's a great bet to go low. Alex Noren hasn't won on the PGA Tour.
I like Alex
very
Noren.
Streaky as well. And, you know, we haven't seen much of him the last couple of years, but he looks like he's back in form last month or so.
Andrew, how much does it – what? How different is the atmosphere on a course? And you've been there with players on a Thursday, on a Friday, and then, as you stated, Sam Burns goes back home after two rounds. It gets real, turns on ESPN, and it's like, oh, they're talking about me. Every golf website, there he is. He knows, right? And I think it's better if guys stay off of social media. But have you seen golfers – like, when does golfers' moods change? Is it sort of like that ninth hole on Saturday when the course – when does the atmosphere change? You know what I mean? When it starts to get real – and some people handle it better than others, right?
Yeah, they do. And you know, it starts to get real on Saturday. But, you know, we refer to there's a Thursday, Friday swing and a Saturday, Sunday swing. You look at all the big guys over the weekend, they're not got a full follow through. It's all knockdown shots. They're cutting it off. They're sawing it off because that's what they trust. That's their go-to move. But look, you get a good tee time and a good draw like Sammy's had. That's great. The worst thing is Saturday morning. You've got to wait all morning. Everyone's going before you. You can't wait to get to that course early enough. I remember from the caddying desk, we not getting there. We'd get there 4 hours early. We'd be exhausted by tea time, and you're just sort of overcooked thinking about stuff. So it makes it hard. It definitely does. But it depends on the player, the person, and, you know, you've got to rely on your caddy, try and distract you a little bit.
That's a great point, Andrew, that you're talking about.
Guys
will be used, as you stated. You've been playing, especially if you're not a big name. You've got an early start time. You're not really on TV. You're doing your thing. Suddenly, a great point, Andrew. Suddenly, Bird's got to sit around all day. You're in the featured group on TV. And we talk MMA. So talk to me about that. You're in the clubhouse, and you can burn a lot of energy mentally, can't you, Andrew?
Yes.
You've got to keep your golfer relaxed.
Yeah.
And I've talked to fighters about this, where they're like, man, I started pacing, and I was too intense for like 6 hours before the fight. By the time I walked into the cage, I was drained, even though I was just sitting in the locker room for 5 hours.
Exactly.
So I know that feeling, Andrew. I guess this is where the caddy comes into play. It's your job to keep your player relaxed.
Yeah, and you've got to understand, when you're in the mix of these tournaments, everyone suddenly wants a slice of you. So you're doing interviews. Everyone's coming up to congratulate you on the first two rounds. You're playing great. What's different? You start thinking, you start tinkering, you spend an extra 2 hours on the practice fairway, and, you know, by the end of it, you're mentally and physically a little bit more worn than you usually would be, and you just want to get down the course and get amongst it.
That's why I'm a bad golfer, guys. I'm mentally weak. Yeah. I admit it. I'm mentally weak. I just get mad.
That's a great point. It's a very good point, guys. I think not enough people talk about this. When you're teeing off at like 3 p.m. and these guys are going out in the morning, like, what, you got so much time in your own head. What are you going to do? Oh my God. I got you just jinx yourself, man. It's a train wreck. I agree. That's 100%.
Tough. That's Andrew. Tough. Really, really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be us. We'll catch you up in the next week, man.
Thanks, boys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone, you can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Anytime discussions continues. Hi, I'm Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, who's on his A game today. Surly Cam. Surly Cam Stewart.
What'd you call me? You called me Slurry. Slurry, not Surly.
Right, you're Surly and Slurry. Yeah,
I agree. Yep.
Just for the record, Eddie G is asking if FanDuel is available in Montreal. No, it's not right now, but it could be, as they just passed a law in Canada legalizing single-game wagering. Before, you could bet on sports, but they ripped you off. You had to play a parlay, of course. Yep. And so it wasn't an ethical thing. It was just a monetary thing. Speaking of money, let's bring in the Cash King right now, the man that kills it all the time, Cousin Sal. We missed you last week, Sal. How you doing?
I miss you, too. In fact, I'm still on vacation. Yours is the only interview. This is the only time I've heard my voice talking sports all week. So
nice.
God bless you guys. I'm glad to be back.
We feel honored. So,
you're telling me, Sal, you're stiffing other shows but coming on with me and Gabe? I like it.
I'm being honest when I say that. I will be honest with you, too, though. I tried to go cold turkey. I was like, hey, I have the week off. Final. I don't know how it is with you guys, but Fox give us the second week after the Super Bowl, we get off. And so I was like, all right, I'm just going to stay home and gamble. And then Tuesday night, I had a four-teamer. Tennis play is in. NCAA basketball game is in. Hockey game is in. Three easy wins. I had the Suns over the Nets money line to complete the four-teamer.
Oh,
21-point lead. Freaking no Durant, no Irving, and they blew it. And I'm like, I'm done with the NBA already. It's like it's the third week in February. I'm done with the NBA. You guys feel the same way? I can't stand it.
Let me just backtrack, though. I love your parlay. So just to recap, you had a college basketball game, a hockey game, a tennis match, and the Phoenix Suns.
And the Suns, which were easy. Like I said, up two dozen at the break or in the third quarter, and they blew it. It's just happening too much in the NBA, though. I can't take it.
So I patted myself on the back all night because the night before, I take the Phoenix Suns out. -2.5. All right. I'm taking 2.5. Irving won't play. Wake up in the morning at 7.5. I thought I was a genius. They're up by 21. Patting myself on the back more than Barry Horowitz. I nearly broke my wrist. The NBA's whack, bro. The NBA's whack. Think earlier in the week, same crap with the Miami Heat and the Clippers. Oh, look, everyone's out for the Clippers. No one lose. Which leads me into tonight, though.
Even Golden State, like Miami, too, Gabe. You were on Golden State, though. They were getting crushed by Miami.
These teams are up a dozen and a half. They can't hold the lead. Yep. It's disgusting. And so you're basically watching roller derby at this point. Like, you're watching for individuals. Like, oh, that's a pretty good move. And then, oh, my God, you came back from four laps down. That doesn't really happen in any other sport. Oh, it's because some guys aren't playing and some guys are playing. And the ones that are playing aren't trying. It makes me sick.
How's hockey treating you?
I'm doing all right. I'm getting a little bored with the, you know, I need a little Kings Rangers action, Kings Islanders. I'm seeing Islanders, Penguins six times in a row. Islanders, Islanders, Sabres, same thing. We saw St. Louis, Arizona seven times in a row. Right? And that's not even, it's like a playoff series. Like, yeah, that's great, except one team's in sixth place and the other team's in 16th place. So that's the seven-game series you're getting for no reason.
So let me ask you, Sal, and Cam, but I'll start with you, Sal. Yeah. There's a couple of streaks rolling here in the NBA tonight that it's hard to screw up. We're talking about, listen, Pelican games, talk about the Suns. The Suns and the Pels, strong over. You know, the Pelicans, guys, the last time the Pelicans had a game that stayed under the number was the Friday night before the Super Bowl. Think about that. So it's a Friday night before the Super Bowl. They're an over machine. I already got my bet in on that game. And what about the Utah Jazz? Let me ask you, Sal. When you get a team that's like riding a streak like this, are you like, oh, God, I'm going to mush it because I haven't been on it long enough? Or are you that guy that wants to get in front of it? Tonight's the night they lose. Tonight's the night they lose. How you been approaching the Utah Jazz?
I'm the second sucker. I'm the tonight's the night they lose. Tonight's the night at least they don't cover the five on the road against the Clippers. I know it's a sucker bet. My God, why wouldn't you take the Clippers plus five? If this game was played 6 weeks ago, that would have been a horrendous line, right? But then you look at the Jazz, and I think the secret is they've only had three lineups, right? And that is saying a lot. With all the load management and everything else going on in the league, it's impossible to get fewer than five lineups in there. They've done it with three lineups. They play together as a team. Gobert is a favorite to win a defensive player of the year. They just have everything going with Donovan Mitchell, but I'm still going against them. Am I crazy to bet the Clippers at home? And it doesn't really matter who's home anymore, but I'm taking the 5 points. What do you guys think?
I think you are. I think you're insane.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Sal? me and you, like, we like to be contrarian, like Tampa Bay and the under and stuff, but I can't ride the wave with you this time. You're on the surfboard alone, buddy. I'm not getting in front of Utah. They murdered these guys before, and I think they're just playing at such a great level right now. I can't get in front of that Mack truck. They're too damn good. Clippers could cover, but that's a tough one.
Cam's
Cavs. Yeah, it's tough. What's with Cavs? What goes on?
They're 0-11 against the spread in their last 11 games.
They're not my Cavs anymore. No way. I'm done with those guys. They were when they were covering style. They were Cam's Cavs. Now they're just chumps. Yeah, Cleveland chumps.
I know this is not a good way to get customers and listeners on board, but I really am taking it slow with the NBA. I really am. I'll do player props here and there. You ask me if I like the Clippers or the Jazz, I'm going to go against the grain. But really, I'd rather focus on college hoops. And you know, even though you know the ACC is down, the Big East is down, I feel like you're getting more, I wouldn't say guaranteed winners, but at least you know what you're getting in this team's 7-8 times out of 10, right?
Yeah, it's funny. We're actually like 6-1 with our last 7 college picks. Yeah. And it's because we've been disciplined. Only picking a game or two a night. Last night we went pretty hard. It was last night we went 6-1. And you know why we're winning, Cam and Sal? Because we're scared.
Yeah.
We're not coming in stupid. I'm actually like, oh, I don't know. And I'm picking my spots in college. So I'm looking tonight. Oh, big matchup on FanDuel here. Winthrop plays 9 at High Point. I love Friday nights.
Oh, nice.
Jacksonville and Stetson. Jacksonville and Stetson. We got Cal Poly Slow and Long Beach. What's the play of the night tonight, Sal? Oh, we got St. Louis and Dayton. St. Louis are like 5.5 at Dayton. I don't know about that. Yeah. What are you looking at tonight, Sal?
I like Dayton. I like Dayton in the points. They're a team. I feel like they play a bunch of overtime games. By the way, Florida State 11-0 in overtime. Their last 11 overtimes. When have you ever heard anything like that? They might be the second best team in the ACC. But as far as tonight, I would take Dayton and the points. I kind of like what they've done. I thought they'd fall apart after Obi Toppin left, but they're right in the race there. And you know they need to keep winning to secure a spot in the tournament in a few weeks. But I think. We pick our spots, you're right, in college, because by now you know Duke, you would normally lay on Duke to cover, right? You'd normally lay on Kentucky and even Michigan State to a lesser extent. And these teams, forget about Kentucky, they're just not making the tournament. But these other teams, like, all right, as long as we don't have to ride them, as long as we don't have to be contrarian, as Cam says, we'll be okay with the other teams. You guys feel like you're okay staying away from those teams in general?
Yeah, like it all started, Sal. We had Florida State that night, and sometimes I overthink it. I'm like, Florida State's at home. They're playing Virginia. It's only one point. They murdered those guys. It's just sometimes college, you could overthink yourself and get into bad traps, but me and Gabe are kind of just like going with our instincts, and it's working. Gabe, I got a game in the NBA. How the hell are the Milwaukee Bucks laying 10.5? I might go take a loan. I'm taking OKC. Milwaukee's playing horrible basketball right now.
You see, you're gonna take a loan out and load up. Is that what you're about to say?
I'm thinking it might be a big play. And if I get burned, so be it. But these guys got smoked by the Raptors. OKC's kind of a gritty team. Milwaukee shouldn't be laying 10.5, 11 points. That's crazy to me.
They go too deep. And you, by the way, I mean two, not T-O-O, T-W-O deep. The Milwaukee Bucks right there. And Giannis, if he's off, I don't know. He's just like every other team's best player or second best player. He just doesn't have a jump shot right now.
One thing I want to say about this Dayton game that I'm interested in. Listen, Dayton have lost two straight games, but Dayton have been on an overrun, 5-1 over the last game. You know, they're playing into the high 70s. The Billikens are always known, of course. They used to be known, but it's not Rick Majerus, may rest in peace, as Billikens anymore. Mm-hmm. They actually get after a little bit, Sal. You know, both these teams are over teams. St. Louis actually 8-6 to the over on the season. Dayton comes in at 10-8 to the over on the year. Now, the Billikens are on a 4-0 underrun, but they were playing bad teams, you know, Fordham. They were shutting these teams down. I think it's a manageable number tonight, so I'm going to take a look at the over of this Dayton-Billikens game.
I'm not going to get in your way because, I don't know, by the way, I'm just going off memory, but it seems like that conference is prone to a lot of overtimes. So, and like I said, Dayton's been there, and a lot of games towards the end where you're going to see a lot of free throws in the final minute because it's 58, 57 or something like that. So I don't hate you for the over right there.
Man, here's a D-Gen special, and I want to bet it. Hawaii and Cal State Northridge.
Oh, boy.
The Matadors are getting points as well. This is I get excited for these games, Sal. Just like, I love this. Oh, 7 o'clock Eastern. I don't know why. 7 o'clock Eastern. It's coming up. It's coming up right now.
Yeah, they don't wake up in Hawaii before 6:45 Eastern, so I don't know if they're ready. Wow,
that's what we used to do. Sal, back in the day, I'd always go to the bar, grab a million wings, and if I had a bad day, Hawaii, 11:59 p.m. Eastern start in football, and just you either get your money back or you're toast. Love those degenerate specials, Marenzi.
Well, listen.
In other words, every Saturday night.
If you like the late ones.
Yeah, every Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. If you like the late ones, I'm not done with Brady. I know this isn't the GOAT Brady, but I'm betting Brady over Osaka in the Australian Open final.
You,
we're getting a nice little
price really?
There. They went to three sets last time it was open, last time they played. I know she smoked Serena, so that's an inflated number. And she's playing great tennis, but take Brady.
Oh, we've lost Sal.
Did we lose Sal?
Sounds like he was on the beach, actually.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's still like, he's trying to talk, but he's not. Oh, geez, that really sucked. I want to talk to him about the Djokovic-Medvedev match. I'm on Medvedev.
Dude.
Yeah, no, tennis is, I'm not going to lie to you. I've bet three matches in this tournament. I'm 3-0. I'm going to take Medvedev as a dog. I think he beats the Joker. This kid's won 20 matches in a row. I wish we got a better price, but the book's not stupid. It's only plus 100, even money. I'm in.
We'll get back to the tennis. I'm interested. I've only bet one match in this entire tournament. I took Osaka to beat Serena the other night.
Serena, yep.
And I think she's going to win again, but she's a pretty big favorite. So that is parlay material. So quite an adventure, man. We've had a dude on from Australia. We've had Cousin Sal from Parts Unknown, still on vacation. I like when Sal dropped. Yeah. He goes, I don't know about like you guys, what you guys do there, but Fox gives us the week off 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. I'm like, we don't get the week off after the Super Bowl.
Week off? Freelancer. We got to keep on working, buddy. Yeah, no, a week off would be great.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I'm going to go back to Vegas. That would be
so fantastic. a couple of games coming up here at 7 o'clock. I am going to take the Matadors. I'm not kidding. I'm taking Cal State Northridge. They're +3.5 against Hawaii. Hawaii are not a good team on the road. It's an early start time here. They're not even really better than Northridge. It's like an evenly matched game. It's an evenly matched game, and you're getting 3.5 points with the home team. Dayton concerned me a little bit because the Billikens are playing good basketball right now. We'll continue this on the other side. Game Time Decisions continues. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Cam's nailed to the grid right now. Nailed to the grid as we throw it down. So, yeah, I'm not kidding, guys. I'm jumping in here on we're going to take Northridge. Northridge is +3.5 against Hawaii. Hawaii shouldn't be laying points like this. This game's going to come down to the wire. And, you know, this isn't the best Hawaii team this year, guys. And I'm a Hawaii basketball supporter, actually. And I'm also not one of these people that just blindly thinks Hawaii's going to lose because they play on the road. That's kind of low-hanging fruit that, oh, when they're off the island, they don't, you know what I mean? It's not really true because Hawaii basically play all these road games in one city, Los Angeles. You know, Riverside, Northridge, Pauley, all these teams, Cam. Even better, it just went up because people are fading me. Yeah, you fade me, you son of a bitches.
That's great. I hope you win. I don't like that, the old fade move. I'm going to tell you, though, I agree with your pick. I think Hawaii is in a bad spot in this game. I would take Northridge all day. Northridge has been good to us in the past, too. You know, there's certain teams that always come through. Like for me, UAB, Northridge is one of those teams. When I bet them, they usually good things happen, Morenci. I like that pick.
And I'm scared of betting against St. Louis. I can't lie, Cam. I'm a little worried about that Dayton pick.
I'd pass on that game. I am going to pass on that game. It's tough.
I'm taking the over this basketball game. As I stated, St. Louis are 5-1. You all right, Cam?
Matt's telling you I was out of frame. So, yeah, yes. Continue.
Yeah, I'm taking the St. Louis Billikens and Dayton to go over the number. They're 5-1 to the over in the last six. I know the Billikens are 4-0 to the under in their last four, but I'm not overly concerned about that. I think that they'll be able to score on Dayton. Dayton's defense isn't great. We'll have more picks on the other side.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.